Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 17th of January, Rachel's Delusion. Rachel's religious professions of God's favour toward her during this season were complete imaginations. God was not involved in her schemes, nor was he answering her demands. We know this because after Leah, Bilhah and Zilpah had finished bearing children, the scriptures recorded, "Then God remembered Rachel, and God listened to her and opened her womb." Evidently, prior to the Lord's initiative to open her womb, Rachel had been forgotten by God. Sadly, as Rachel continued in her religious uncleanness, perceiving herself and others through the dullness of an unsound mind, she was unable even to appreciate or to enjoy the miraculous birth of her son Joseph. Instead of giving thanks for this provision, she named him Joseph, saying, "The Lord shall add to me another son." In other words, at the moment when she received her heart's desire, she was immediately looking toward the birth of her next child. Her inability to rejoice in the blessing of the Lord was a fruit of oppression, which remained a weight upon her because of her self-centered unbelief. Rachel's uncleanness was epitomized by her worship of teraphim, or household idols. The teraphim were such an orienting influence in her life that she stole them from her father when Jacob and his household made their flight from Laban's residence. Although Rachel believed that her observance of these practices was of God, the longing desire and enduring delusion that tainted these years of her life reveal that she was in fact worshipping another god. That is, her employment of the teraphim was the worship of Satan and his spiritual host of wickedness. Paul highlighted the connection between delusion and the god of this world, writing, "But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the god of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them." The references used in today's devotions are Genesis chapter 30, verses 22 and 24, Genesis chapter 31, verse 34, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, and 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. For further study, 2 Timothy chapter 3.